This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind, Frank Friday? This is not, hey, Manny, is there any Christmas funk Franks coming up on that 8-track of yours?
I'm not sure.
It's, any funky Franks that are, I'm just, it's eluding me. Because I know part of the whole Frank Friday thing was going to be Frank music, Sinatra.
Well,
Valley.
The stuff I have queued up is on a rotation, so we'll have to.
Well, don't tell everybody that. Right, that's what the Christmas 8-track does. Is it gives you the next Christmas funk song that you haven't heard since the 70s, but we got a good deal on it at the flea market. It was 99 cents. The 8-track player came with it free, so we took them up on it. What's on Your Mind is brought to you by Petro Survey USA, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Barrel of Fun, 8-ounce bags, 2 for $4. You know you're going to need them for the gatherings. Get stocked up. Deli Express Sub Selects, $2.99. Hershey's Gold Bars. Get the regular standard size, 59 cents, or king size, the true fun size, $1.09. By the way, fun size are called fun size because you can eat 10 and not feel so guilty. That's why they're called fun size. Mars King Size Christmas Snickers. Manny, have you had a Christmas Snicker?
Well, I'm allergic to peanuts. I wouldn't be able to.
Oh, well, you couldn't there. Jason Bohr, have you had a Christmas Snicker?
No, not yet.
They're not on my diet plan, so I just am curious as to what a Christmas Snicker is.
I'm looking forward to trying them.
What makes it different that it's Christmas?
That is a great question.
I don't know. But you can try them, folks. They are on sale. Or Twix for 69 cents. Pizza Quarter Pizzas, 2 for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $5. And don't forget the fidget spinners, the good default Christmas gift. PetroServe USA, look for that red, white, and blue sign. 8 after the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott headed off today. By the way, coming up on Monday, boy, have they been working on this one. Maybe not to the chagrin of everybody who voted in favor of medical marijuana. Interim director of the North Dakota Medical Marijuana Program, Jason Wall, coming up Monday on What's in Your Mind. Jason Borer is in for Scott Hennin today.
And we are talking regulations, whether they're good or bad from President Trump. We had a caller there at the tail end who started to make a point that I wanted to expand upon just a little bit, inferring that, you know, President Obama did some positive things for energy development as well. And I don't want to be too critical of him because there are some instances where President Obama was taking a leadership position for energy development. And I will say, coming from the coal industry, he hit us pretty hard, unfairly, illegally a couple times, but he also gave the Department of Energy resources to invest in clean coal technology. And there's a great quote of President Obama on YouTube during the presidential campaign, for his first election. And someone asked him about clean coal, and he says that he's got enough faith in the American people that if we can put a man on the moon, that we can figure out clean coal technology. And it's an example of him, I think, at his inspirational best on a message that is pro-energy, and that I saw that he supported that with his actions. He supported that with his budget, and the last year, especially of the Obama administration, they were anxious to work on clean coal technology projects. And there's probably a few other things that I could point to that he did that I would agree with. It just keeps coming back to my major philosophical objection to the way that he did so much business through regulations instead of through Congress, that even if you supported what he did, it's all fleeting if you get a president who comes in and changes it, if you use regulations instead of working with Congress. And that, you know, even on the clean coal technology research, we see that we're back to making our case with the new president, with the new Department of Energy. Anyway, we're talking regulations. The big one was net neutrality that was repealed yesterday. You open Twitter, you open Facebook, and you see that net neutrality is going to end the internet as we know it. And what I wanted to spend a little bit of time talking about is my impression that most folks have little understanding of what net neutrality actually is. Telecommunications in and of itself is such a complicated issue that our congressmen, our senators, are swamped with a lot of different things. But at the end of the day, we're asking them to make difficult decisions on complex policies. And net neutrality was one that at the end of the day, President Obama just said, I'm going to do this on my own. I'm going to implement this policy. President Trump repealed that yesterday through the FCC, and now we're back to where we were in 2015. So my first point is that there wasn't a massive change that happened yesterday. The clock was rolled back on internet policy by a couple of years. We're now exactly the same way as we were in 2013, 2014. So you see the fear on Twitter, on Facebook about people saying, hey, now it's going to cost you $10 to receive a tweet. It's going to cost you another $10 to watch a Netflix movie. If those things weren't happening in 2013, they're probably not going to happen now. Now, on the other hand, I think that what a lot of folks on the right are missing is that the concepts of net neutrality have extremely high support among most Republicans. There's some of the largest right-leaning organizations that support net neutrality and supported what President Obama did, and one of them was the Christian Coalition. And that's not one that we traditionally see aligned with the George Soroses of the world. But there are some very good conservative arguments for the principles of net neutrality. And I think that Congressman Cramer, in his press release, approached it perfectly. And he said, you know, because Republicans and Democrats agree on most of the principles surrounding net neutrality, that you should turn that process over to Congress and have them come up with the framework that would enforce the rules. And I think his approach is the one that would be best, because you'd have Republicans and Democrats able to collaborate on something that both parties agree on conceptually.
What's on your mind? Let us know. Jason Moore's laid it out for you, and what's on his mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're all brought to you in part by MyPillow as well. Christmas is coming up. You got the list done?
I'm going to get a MyPillow for my dog.
The MyPet pillow does work.
Mm-hmm.
We brought it home. We put it on the floor. Next thing you know, one of them's there. Another one is trying to chase that one off. And now it's kind of got to the point where if somebody's on it, everybody else knows, stay away. If nobody's on it, dibs.
Yeah.
I'm not putting the water dish on it. They have to get off of the water dish. Hopefully they get off of that to do their business someplace else. But they eat it. So they inevitably have to walk away from the MyPet pillow.
Mm-hmm.
So then somebody else gets their shot. I'm not kidding, folks. I've never seen anything be so magical. And you know you can trust if your dog likes something or doesn't like something, you could pretty much trust your dog, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Your dog's going to be pretty darn impartial.
Yep.
Dog's not going to say, oh, I don't like the guy on TV who advertises this or radio who advertises
this. They're not being swayed by advertising to the degree that we might.
They pop onto the pillow and they like the pillow. So it does work.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have one for yourself, first of all, let's start there. Second of all, We got Christmas, and you got time. MyPillow.com or the promo code Scott, by the way, works there, or 1-800-506-9028. Buy one, get one on pillows, up to 50% off anything else at MyPillow.com, including the MyPet pillow. As far as that MyPillow goes, 10-year warranty and a 60-night money-back guarantee. Try going to the box store and coming back 59 days later. I kind of don't like the pillow. They're probably going to get confused, call a supervisor over. Really? Do we give the... Don't know. Don't... Because there's no problem. If you really honestly think, no, this isn't, then fine. 60-night money-back guarantee. Stays cool, no tossing, no turning. It's non-allergenic. Some folks can't sleep with certain pillows. You don't have the problem. 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. Buy one, get one on pillows. Up to 50% off anything else at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. 1-800-506-9028. What's on your mind? Jason Borzin for Scott Hennon. I'm Todd Mitchell. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
Hi, I'm Mike Langseth, North Dakota Soybean Council Director and farmer from Barney. I am asking every North Dakota soybean producer to respond to the 2017 Census of Agriculture. Your response aids in the funding and development of farm programs and the boosting of support services. Among many other benefits, your response helps show the entire nation the value of agriculture to our country and the world. With an improved online questionnaire for this census, responding is easier and more convenient than ever. As always, all responses are secure and confidential as required by law. Remember, the Census of Agriculture is your voice, your future, and your opportunity. Help rural America. Be counted. Respond now at www.agcensus.usda.gov.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Wow. Manny's 8-track of Christmas funk rolls on. What's on your mind? It's brought to you by the Tioga Chamber of Commerce. Proud to sponsor local programming. Tioga, growing community with great schools, new housing, golf course theater, I don't know if they have a Christmas Day track of funk, but we can beat a copy of that out of Manny if you want that. Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. More info at TiogaND.net. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. And Ed from Dickinson. Ed, thanks for holding on and enjoying the Christmas Day track of funk. What is on your mind?
Well, the other quote that Obama said was, "I don't care what you do, I will tax you out of existence," unquote, on PBS. And, yeah, there was a war on coal, big time.
Yep, absolutely. That quote, I think, was one of the worst things that he could have said, but the truth is, that was his approach. He supported clean coal. He conducted a war on traditional coal, and there was no middle ground. That was the most, as someone in the coal industry, that was the most disappointing part of the Obama administration, is that his support for clean coal did not take into account the fact that there needs to be a pathway from traditional coal to that world. And when he stood out there and when he said, essentially, he was going to raise costs and put the coal industry out of business. That was him speaking the truth. That's what his regulations did. That's what the Clean Power Plan would have done. And, you know, I agree with you. He conducted a war on coal, and my praise for his R&D initiatives shouldn't erase that a more balanced plan could have been achieved by him that would have still got the objective of transitioning to clean coal, that wouldn't have shut down 100 coal power plants throughout the United States. And I think he knew that, and he acted in a way that was going to shut those plants down prematurely.
Yeah, there's about 15 plants that are gone, you know, because they couldn't keep up, and they could see the writing on the wall, so they closed, period, gone.
Yep, absolutely.
Thanks nothing, Obama. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate it. What's on your mind? Jason Borer for Scott Hennett. I'm Todd Mitchell. Steve is south of Watford City. I have no idea how far south he may be. Steve, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, a couple of things. Tragically, Obama's approach to governing was ideologically based. He didn't care what it did to the economy or industry or anything else. It was sad and a virtual train wreck for this country in so many ways. And fortunately, he wasn't followed by Hillary, who would have continued probably 95% of those practices. But my question is this, kind of twofold. I attend this school in central Minnesota, and they heat with wood, and they have some sort of re-burning thing. I don't know how it works, but it's supposed to greatly reduce emissions from, they have this big wood boiler thing that they use. And how does that extrapolate over to the clean coal concept? I think it's mobile, or somebody has a television ad on right now where they show this PhD that's working on this clean coal, and he claims, or they claim that it could reduce power plant emissions by 90% in the future, whether that's, you know, 18 months or 18 years. Are those concepts viable?
They are, yes. And it might not be the exact technology that you're using at that small college. But, yeah, those technologies are viable. And I think that we are in a great position in North Dakota to make them happen here, because we have the coal industry that is very forward-looking, looking for new markets, looking to sustain the existing fleet, and is innovative that they would say, maybe we can build a new power plant that captures coal. So those technologies they're out there, they're being tested, and you're still probably a few years away from seeing construction begin on some of those in North Dakota, but it's going to be sooner than people think, and they are going to be successful. There's one right now that's operating in Texas that is operating just as expected. It's capturing CO2. They're selling that CO2 into an oil field. And we're in the midst of trying to bring that technology to North Dakota. We're excited about
it. On a remedial level, can you explain how does that work, or what is the concept they're trying to perfect?
Yeah, so two concepts. First one is if you're trying to retrofit a power plant, such as we have in North Dakota, in really broad terms, you're building infrastructure kind of on the back end of that that process, and you're filtering that CO2 out of the exhaust stream. That comes with its own set of challenges. You know, you think of an exhaust pipe on your car. You don't want to plug that up. So there's some engineering feats that have to be accomplished in order to keep the process working as planned. But it's essentially you're filtering that CO2 out of the exhaust stream and you're diverting it into the oil fields or underground.
Let me throw some edges that if you're using, you know, the heat that's already being generated in the plant, can some of that energy be used to theoretically reburn or change the emissions to the point where they're not as, you know, laden with CO2 or other potential bad, you know, harmful emissions?
Or is it
nothing to do with reheating? Is it an electrical or chemical process?
I think it's a little bit of both. You can use some of that heat energy in some of the process to extract that CO2. I think in broader terms, power plants are looking at what to do with the heat that they produce. Is there some other benefits that they could get, whether it be drying out the coal or partnering with Great River Energy does a great job. They use the waste heat at one of their power plants, and they send that heat over to industrial facilities like ethanol or malting. And so there's other ways to use that heat in a positive fashion instead of just letting it all go.
Thank you.
Probably our the next big coal project in North Dakota, I think, is going to be one of these retrofit projects that is going to capture CO2 and sequester it.
Okay. On we go. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Peter Fargo, what is on your mind today?
Hey, Jason. Hey, I just wanted to say two things, but I guess I would add that it's interesting what the last caller said about the coal stuff. And, you know, you don't really hear a lot of these, a lot of this information. And I kind of, my topic was net neutrality, but I wanted to add that right now the Secretary of State isn't signing off on the election down in Alabama, and Roy Moore is not competing. And I haven't been hearing that much on the news or anything. And that's kind of the topic of, or that kind of goes into net neutrality and how I think a lot of people see what's going on. And that, you know, in the context of conservatives already being censored on the media and Trump circumventing the, you know, the fake news.
Peter, hold that thought. We're up against a break. Hold that thought. Peter, we'll come back to you. Mike in Minnesota, stand by. Dustin Driscoll, hang on. What's in your mind? More on the way.
That asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night. Stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
So are you tired of being tired? Well, then it's time to get the tea. Hey, it's Lisa here to tell you about this all-natural, all-organic tea I've been drinking that has had great results for over 20 years. It's called Life Change Tea, and it's specially formulated to help detoxify and cleanse your kidneys, liver, colon, and blood all at once. The colon is one of the most ignored organs in the human body. The faster that waste is eliminated from the body, the less time that waste sits in our intestines, spreading toxins to our bloodstream. This tea helps cleanse chemicals caused by outside intruders from our entire digestive system, and get this, weight loss can be a side effect. And with continued use of the tea, you can experience clearer, healthier, younger looking skin, increased energy, and a happier outlook on life. So if you're tired of being tired, get the Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com, and like me, you'll be glad you did.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today, because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad, because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
They call the back door Santa. I make my runs about the break of day.
Manny's 8-track Christmas funk rolls on.
They call me back.
We've got to make this available.
I make my runs about the break of day.
We got to put this on whatsinyourmindradio.com. Just the Manny's 8-track of Christmas funk. So that your gathering doesn't have the same bing and everything else that everybody's been beating to death for years.
I would go for that.
Right, I mean, don't you think some people would be surprised? You know, you set up the big traditional Christmas dinner, and this is playing in the background. It's like, no, it's Christmas music. I think there'd be some people that would go, all right, you know what? Maybe it's just my family's just not a normal family. 701-280-550-1-800-228-0550. We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies developed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. Under the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota has a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 701-258-0550-1-800-228-0550. Jason Barr in for Scott Hennett. I'm Todd Mitchell. Peter in Fargo, still with us. Hi, Peter. What's on your mind?
Hey, I guess the too long didn't read is, you know, the Secretary of State just said some of the media is misleading the public. And so perhaps, you know, I agree with Kevin Cramer that the Congress does need to make some regulation just as far as conservatives are being censored on these media platforms that are now sort of circumventing our regular news. So I'd just like to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's my concern with the net neutrality regime that now is in operation again, is that theoretically it's now possible for providers to discriminate on the basis of content or application. For instance, if you were to have a video, if you were streaming a video about President Trump, it's theoretically possible that your internet service provider could degrade the quality of that video or delay that video. It only has to be delayed by less than a second before people begin to stop watching it. So imagine if your ISP decided that they were going to accelerate George Soros's videos and lag conservative videos. And you see this somewhat with what Twitter does on who they censor. You know, you have certain hate speech.
That's what I was going to say.
Yep. And so, no, I think you're right. But I also worry that it was the George Soroses of the world who were very much against repealing these rules that they just repealed. So something didn't add up there. And I think that the principles that we care about, such as, hey, if, you know, everything ought to be have the same opportunities, you shouldn't use that infrastructure to oppress different viewpoints. I think we can support that. And I think that,
I guess what I would just say is that you think you made an interesting argument for monarchy, and that's sort of maybe why George Soros is interested in having free speech, is because he's attacking our sovereignty of our own nation. So that's all I would say, but I appreciate being on the Frank Friday, guys.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Keeping the Frank Friday theme going, limping it along here without Scott to hammer it, but that's kind of we've been kind of on this Frank Friday theme that we started. And we're rolling it on. What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Mike in Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hey, happy Frank Friday to you.
Happy Frank Friday to you.
I was listening to your show, and I am a truck driver who drives across North Dakota 5 days a week, but I happen to live in Minnesota and have a little bit of information on this wood-burning stuff with getting the emissions to where the government is happy. And the fundamental premise to it is you have your basic wood boiler, and what happens is they burn propane. And somewhere in the stack, in the exhaust stack, they have a propane burner, which is reburning the emissions to burn out all the bad stuff. So under the context of if you're buying a wood stove to save money on propane or fuel oil or electricity, well, having this, you have to buy propane to get up to the emission standards. Now, this might translate pretty well into the context of clean coal, where North Dakota's got massive quantities of natural gas. If they had a natural gas pipeline piped right into it, they're burning their coal, generating their energy with cheap natural gas, they might be able to accomplish the same thing fairly easily and cheaply on a massive scale where, to my way of thinking, if I got to burn propane to get my wood stove, that's not cheap. That's just more government sticking their nose in it. But what's your opinion of my thoughts?
I think what you describe is technically achievable, and I think our coal industry has looked at that possibility. Now, it adds a lot of expense and complexity, and for the most part, you wouldn't do it unless you were forced to through a clean power plant type thing. It requires new natural gas infrastructure. But yeah, they call it co-firing, and you can co-fire, it's technically achievable. So I really think that technology is one that, depending on what CO2 regulations look like in the future, that might be something that coal plants, not just in North Dakota, but around the country, turn to as a long-term solution to reduce their CO2 or whatever their emissions are. I would say in North Dakota, with our lignite coal, we ought to be burning our coal and selling our natural gas on the open market, where both of those can provide the most benefit to the most amount of people. But if you were forced into a regulation that you had to do something, that would be one of the ways to do it. And in North Dakota, we think we could make it work, yes. Great thought.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. And Dustin in Driscoll's back on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Dustin.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment about the FEC stuff. If the FEC stuff, if the removal of those regulations is such a great thing, then why did John Hoeven need $108,000, Heidi Heitkamp $172,000, and Kramer $168,000 from people that wanted that repealed? Why did they have to take all that money if it was such a bad deal in the first place?
I think it was a, I don't know that it was, I would say it's a bad deal. It was an complicated deal. And I think that both folks on the pro side and the con side send a lot of people to Washington, D.C. to try and talk to those legislators. And I think it's important to note that Senator Hoeven and Kramer probably favored the repeal, and Senator Heitkamp sent out a tweet at least that said that she didn't think it was a good idea. So they were both talking to people. They were both engaged in conversations with people on both sides of that issue.
I wouldn't disagree with you. I'm just saying that why do these people need double the median income of a regular North Dakotan to accomplish something out there? Whether you're for it or against it, that's besides the point and the information. What I'm saying is, why do these people who, once elected, get paid for life, and they still take all this money and to get things done? And like you said, even if net neutrality is repealed, which it was, you're still going to have to go back and put in more regulations. I guess I don't understand the campaign finance mentality of basically every single member of our federal government and many state government people.
No, I think that if we could all pick something that we didn't like about that government, you know, the way government operated, the raising money is something that I think everybody wishes wasn't a part of the process. You're right there. I would say, however, that they don't get paid for life. Members of Congress are on a salary that ends when they leave office, and they are on the same insurance as all other federal employees. They don't have the lifetime benefits that sometimes people think they do.
Senators and presidents do, though?
Nope, senators do not. I don't know about presidents, but congressmen, senators are, you know, once they're out of office, they don't get a salary any longer.
Okay. But, yeah, I mean...
But no, I mean, your point still is...
Right? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, your point still is that campaign finances makes you a little uncomfortable, and I think a lot of people would agree with that.
Thanks for, pointing out the facts when it came to clean coal and fracturing and stuff versus someone like Rush Limbaugh that just takes an extreme point of view and basically spreads lies. So that's why I like this show. You guys take a basically neutral position on things and let the people decide it out. So I appreciate that.
Good to hear that. Thank you.
Thanks, Dustin. Hence the name. Up to Grand Forks. And Dan, what is on your mind?
Hey there. So I get you. In, with regard to the net neutrality thing, you talked about how you weren't quite sure how it was consistent with George Soros' view that he wanted it and that type of thing. But I think the net neutrality thing is a really great example of this capital cronyism that they talk about, where the corporations, the bigger they are, the more rules they want, because they're the only people that can afford to hire the 35 lawyers to navigate that quagmire. A small company, an individual, could never possibly hope to become involved in that market once you get that regulation to that level. And it's that dealing with the regulation becomes a barrier to entry. And then the other thing is, we just talked about money, and the last caller did. When the government is regulating that stuff, Google giving that government is exactly what big government people want. And then so that's the other leg of that thing, is that that explains the leftists' view on that net neutrality thing. Is they're in control, they get paid to make the changes the big corporations want, and the big corporations want as many rules as possible.
I agree with you there. I think that that's one of the flaws that I've seen, is that sometimes the big guys, they make the regulations in their own favor. And I think our delegation tries to correct that whenever possible, but I've seen it on a lot of different issues, not just net neutrality.
Hang on, more coming up on What's in Your Mind, another track from the Manny A-Track of Christmas Funk of the 70s. perhaps. I don't know. It's all kind of coming up at random. And more of your calls on What's Your Mind. Jason Borzen for Scott Henin today.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auction calendar includes exceptional crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in McLean, Bottineau, Pierce, Ward, Sioux, and Stuxman counties in North Dakota. And plan on attending Piper's live and internet machinery auctions in Selfridge, New Rockford, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. If you are interested in selling machinery or land, call Piper's Results Proven Team, 877-700-4099, or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
If you're a licensed journeyman electrician or a control system programmer, there's a job for you at Kraft Electric. A growing company with over 40 years in business, Kraft serves the entire Bakken area with shops in Minot, Stanley, and coming soon, Watford. Kraft Electric offers a sign-on bonus and overly competitive pay. Email your resume to info@krafteelectricnd.com or call 701-628-3344, 628-3344, or message Kraft Electric's Facebook page. That's Kraft with a C. Journeyman electricians and control system programmers apply now.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's time to enjoy the Christmas funk out of the Manny A-Track before the weekend hits. 10:30 before the hour, it is What's on Your Mind. It is brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson Sons. They are a link service contractor. They can provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region. They've been at it since 1908. Back before HATandSons.com ever popped up, they've been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, but across the region, North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. Free estimates, financing available. H.A. Thompson Sons, HATandSons.com, 701-223-3393, 223-3393. Jason Bohr is in for Scott Hennon on What's on Your Mind. And we got here Joe in Bismarck. What is on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call. I just want to throw a thought out there. You know, every morning you wake up, there's another sexual assault case against some man, and all they got to do is say it, and he's crucified, and without any proof or jury or trial. I got to believe that there's some woman CEO that has sexually assaulted a man, and I think the table should be turned, and someone should start speaking out.
There's the picture of Joy Behar grabbing Robin Williams that's been floating around quite some time. And, yeah, she's been kind of one of the louder mouthpieces of feminism on TV, and yet she does that. Had he grabbed her, would the, you know, and obviously maybe she would have been a willing participant in such a picture, but, I mean, certainly not everybody, and I guess you better know who you're grabbing if you're going to take that picture.
Yeah, I think the pictures you see... Sometimes all we see is the instant. We don't know the context, the background, or any of that. But to your point, Joe, is I think there's that day is coming where you might see that. I think right now on a lot of sexual harassment issues in general, when the male is the victim, the social pressures are completely different, and there's a man sometimes feels reluctant to admit even to himself that he's been sexually harassed. And but you're right. If that has happened, they ought to be held to the same standards.
Absolutely.
Kind of like any abuse shelter situation, too. Same thing. Statistically, it's going to be more women, and guys are going to be a little bit more reluctant to come up and say, I'm a victim here.
Right.
Shouldn't have to be the case.
This has got way out of control, and I don't believe... I'm not trying to downplay these women that have been assaulted. I feel bad for them, but I think
they're absolutely
way out of control. So... Anyway, hey, you guys have a great weekend. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Joe, thank you so much. Daryl? Is that the name I'm getting in Minnesota? We're in Minnesota. It's kind of a big state.
Thief River Falls.
Thief River Falls.
Yeah.
What's on your mind today?
Talk show job is a tough job. Everybody can Google very quickly. And when you said congressmen don't get paid for life, you were right. But after 5 years, they get an 80% pension, which is $139,000 a year.
Wow, where do we sign up? Well, I don't know if I want to go through the crap they go through just to get to that point, but I don't know, maybe, I guess.
No. Yeah, what I'd be interested, what's your source for that? Because my understanding is...
It.
Yeah, well, let's... you know, what I do know is that they are on, this is the one you hear often about those guys, that they have some 100% health care paid for life, and that's simply not true. The old, and maybe what you're referencing is the old pension system that was a lot more generous than the one that is currently in statute.
This said it's the new pension system.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's, it,
and let's Google
if I'm wrong, my apologies on that, and I think that that probably gets to the point of the previous caller, which is those members of Congress, if they're getting a generous pension that's unavailable, the incentives that they have to be responsive might not be what you'd hope they are, right? I mean, there's no consequence for making a choice that contradicts your constituents because you're going to be on a pension. That would probably concern a lot of people, huh?
Yeah, they got to stick around for 5 years, though. And Congress, that's, you know, 2.5 terms.
Right,
and
right.
I don't know. I don't know if it's the same in the Senate as I did in the Senate.
Yeah.
So, but anyway.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the call and the correction.
Time, but that's... So, okay, thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Boy, maybe if you last 2.5 terms in Congress in Washington through all that stuff, you really ought to get it.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe that's the reward.
Maybe that's how we actually attract better people out of the private sector. Because let's face it, not everybody who is truly qualified and would be fantastic leaders can be like Donald Trump, take themselves out of their private sector thing and go into the public sector and take the pay cut.
Yeah.
For all the headaches, for all the hours.
So, here we go. It's my source is factcheck.org. I wish the caller could still be on, but it says, according to CRS, members of Congress are eligible for a pension at the age of 62 if they have completed 5 years of service.
Hmm.
The amount of the pension depends on years of service and the average of their three highest salaries. They are, by law, the starting amount may not exceed 80% of the final salary. So I think the 80% was in there. Probably an uncertain answer either way.
Jason Moore, thanks for filling in for Scott Hennin today. Jason Wall coming up, interim director of the medical marijuana program Monday. Scott Hennin back anytime over the weekend, 1-855-200-1776, option 1, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA, you know, the place that helps America feel better, is also a great stocking stuffer stop for the holidays. Listen to this. Fidget spinners, $2.99 to $3.99. $5 off assorted Zippo lighters. Energizer batteries are a buck off for all the great toys the kids will get. And don't forget to stock up on Pizza Corner pizzas all month long, 2 for $11. 12-ounce Red Bull cans, 2 for $5. Daily Express Subselects are $2.99. The Barrel of Fun chips, 2 for $4. And Santa, don't forget, Santa needs a treat before he leaves. How about those new Hershey Gold Bars? Love them. The king-size one's $1.09. Standard size, 59 cents. Or the Mars king-size Christmas Snickers and Twix, only 69 cents, too. Plus, register for $50,000 in PetroServe USA's giveaway. And there's all kinds of great buys and gear, too. And the 4-for-4 special all day, every day. Pizza, pop, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true intent? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr.
Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.